This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Janet Rohn, R-O-H-N, date of birth February 2nd, 1944. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Rohn with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 11th of 2021. Her cardiologist stopped her metoprolol due to low heart rate and ongoing palpitations. The heart rate has improved, but she still experiences very frequent palpitations, and she will discuss that with her doctor. To replace the metoprolol, he started her on diltiazem, extended release, 180 milligram once daily. And that's working well for her blood pressure control also. She has not had any illnesses or hospitalizations since her last visit. And besides the palpitation and fatigue she complains of, she's been feeling fairly well. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain, but she does have the palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion and known moderate pulmonary hypertension currently. She received 3 doses of the COVID-19 vaccination to date and has not been ill with the actual illness. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low dose of Losartan, 25 milligram daily, also Lasix, 20 milligram daily. She does occasionally use 200 milligrams of ibuprofen once daily, and she tries not to use that every day. She understands that this is not a good med to use when you have chronic kidney disease, but it is the only med that actually works for her muscle and joint pain. Physical exam, height is 62 inches, weight 160 pounds, and that's a 5-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse 72 in regular, blood pressure 122 over 70. Her lungs are clear, heart is regular, with a grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur noted. I don't hear any abnormal early or late beats. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Normal active bowel sounds, no edema in the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 9th of 2022. Her creatinine level is 1.08. Estimated GFR is 49. Calcium is 9.6. Electrolytes are normal. Potassium is 4.5. Sodium is 143. Liver enzymes are normal. Her albumin is 4.0, and calcium is 9.6. I may have said that already. Her phosphorus level is 3.5, hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms. Hypertension is well controlled. Moderate pulmonary hypertension being managed by her cardiologist, stable, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll follow up with her cardiologist for ongoing care for palpitations and chronic shortness of breath, and she'll be rechecked by this clinic in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.